morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Gold Coast down here at ATE 23. That's the Australian Tourism Exchange. I'm here there representing Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. We're catching up with Daily Mob down here. A lot of First Nation operators, tourism operators, are here at this national convention. And look, I'm going to catch up with Yana, Deadly Sister, Kalkani Chilbara, Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney. A very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning. Great now that I've seen you, actually. You bring a vibrance and an energy to this space, you know. It's good to see another Murray as well around, creating chaos, no doubt.
There it is. Thank you, my sister. And before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
So I work in Sydney, but I am from far north Queensland, as my name would tell you. So I'm from as far south as Palm Island even, but my father's country, Cardball, Gerame, Gugu Yalanji, Pitta Pitta, Kanju, Yirinji, everywhere.
Deadly. Yeah. Big footprint. And with that, Kalkani Chilbara, who is your father?
My father is Sean Chilbara, but I'm funnier.
Thank you. He think he deadly. My sister, AT, Australian Tourism Exchange. So you're with Royal Botanical Garden Sydney. Let's talk about your job and the job that you do there and the First Nation space within that industry.
Yeah, so for the Sydney Botanic Gardens, I basically look over all of the First Nations content being delivered in the Sydney Botanic Gardens. Previously, I had all three sites, so Mount Annan and Mount Toma, as well as the Sydney City Botanic Gardens. However, I now have a newly recruited colleague who looks over Mount Annan Botanic Garden, so I sort of share that space. But in the Botanic Gardens, we do food tours, history, heritage tours. We do specialised programs, particularly through the holiday season, and all of your education needs as well. So we align with the New South Wales curriculum from years K to tertiary.
And so when you're looking at that space, you're based in Sydney. With the First Nation aspect in regards to botanical gardens, is that only in capital cities, or is it going...
So botanic gardens you'll find all over Australia, rural, remote, capital cities. All of our sites are in Sydney, our main site is in Sydney City. Our Blue Mountains Botanic Gardens is about 2 hours west, and our Mount Annan Botanic Gardens is about an hour and a half southwest.
Okay, sister, and with that regard to that, so the conversation or the commentary is about our flora and fauna, and our First Nation people are connected to that flora and fauna. Is that the education to the so-called visitors?
Yeah, pretty much. So we have collections from not only Sydney, but also all around Australia. So we sort of just deliver information and knowledge based on plants and the animals that we have around us. Plus, a lot of my guides aren't from New South Wales or Sydney, Sydney more so. So they even, you know, bring in their own knowledge from their own homes. So pretty much it is. It's pretty much just us telling our own stories, but also all of us working off of our country, we have the privilege of continuing the stories of the local mobs that we represent as well.
So, Botanical Gardens, when do you think that this space opened up and regarding they creating a space for Indigenous content? Would you know that, Kalkani?
Yeah, so it was about 30 years ago, or sort of around when I was born, maybe 25, 30 years ago, is when there was sort of an influx of interest in Indigenous Australia, particularly in the 80s and 90s, more so, where people... sort of started, well, more so people outside of our community started their revolution of Indigenous rights, and they wanted to know a lot more about Indigenous Australia. So that's where we have, you know, curated spaces specifically for plants of that area, or curated spaces for plants of Australia, where people wanted to know about people, plants, animals that pre-existed long before even, you know, non-Indigenous existence.
Yes. Too deadly. So look, to me, it seems like a space for First Nation people to come to and create a career pathway for themselves. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So one I guess, project that I had last year was getting a group of TAFE students through and having them learn a little bit about the horticulture side of the Botanic Gardens, the cultural tourism side of the Botanic Gardens, and creating ways to, you know, for them to go through either one or even science. So, you know, I do have that privilege as well of being sort of that middleman between the younger generation or, you know, people who are just starting out in tourism or the cultural space or science and giving them to the right people or the right institutions and teams,
Yeah, look, fantastic. So just confirming again, how long you've been in the industry? How long you've been in this space?
So I've been in the industry for about 11 years this year, and I've been working for Botanic Gardens for about 7 of those years, both in Sydney Botanic Gardens and Melbourne Botanic Gardens.
Fantastic. So like I said, there is a job opportunity, if not career pathways, for our black people in this space, yes.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when we are in spaces like we are, we're very fortunate to be in these spaces. You know, a lot of our old people didn't have this opportunity. So it is sort of a an obligation of ours to create space positions or even just acknowledgement at the bare minimum of, you know, our community, because I wouldn't be in the space that I am without all of my countrymen and, you know, everybody else who has had a hand in raising me or, you know, sharing their knowledge with me. So, you know, this position isn't just my position. Even coming from North Queensland, I'm very sort of conscious that I live and work on Koori country.
Yes.
So if any of the local TOs wanted to ever, you know, take over, it is absolutely their right.
Yeah,
and,
beautiful.
You know, I know that it's not my position. I am just here for the interim.
That's nicely put, my sister. But the fact that you are there holding the reins, you're doing your job. We as black people across the country would appreciate that and respect that. But the fact that you did state to traditional owners, there is a space for you. And that's beautiful. But that's the proper way, isn't it, my sister?
The proper way. You know, you got to raise your kids the proper way.
And Shawnee Chilbury has done that. Kalkani, good yarning with you, my sister. Great to see you. Where is your deadly father?
At the moment, he is in North Queensland somewhere, I believe.
Somewhere, there you go.
Yeah, so usually people text me and say, oh, I saw your father here. So that's what I know.
Yeah, need a GPS just to keep up with him. My sister, very good yarn with you. Thank you for the yarn. All the best, Kalkani. And we'll be yarning throughout the week here at Gold Coast, AT23, Australian Tourism Exchange. And good to see that Royal Botanical Garden Sydney is represented by a beautiful, deadly black woman. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you so much.
Paradise. But they were standing. someone like.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Gold Coast, ATE 23, Australian Tourism Exchange 23. Going to catch up with deadly different mob here, and they're going to catch up with deadly Uncle Walter Maguire. Jindin Year, that's his morning star name. I'll just get him checked out with me. Very good morning, Uncle Walter. How are you?
Hey, deadly bro, now that I see you from Murray from the Curry, hey, I'm so happy here. I hope you get rice here. You'll be right then.
Yeah, that's it. Represent. Thank you very much. Look, before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Uncle Walter?
Okay, I'm Nyungar Bibman Mam, man from the southwest region of Western Australia. Got also family connections through Pilbara country there too as well. Bunch of people. It's good to be here. Hello, family, country, everyone back home, and everyone in between and all around.
Yeah, to Delhi represent. Now, Uncle, you were the chair of WA, that's the Indigenous Tourism Operators, WATOC.
Yes.
Tell us about that vehicle, Uncle.
Yeah, WATOC, we're an awesome body that takes care of the west side of Australia, West Australia, and we have over 180 members, Aboriginal members, individual businesses across the state. We have an awesome staff there, headed up by Mr. Robert Taylor, and we have an awesome board that's represented across Western Australia, the members there, and two expert members as well that are our brothers. And so we come together providing a wonderful support service, advice to all our members about anything in business, Aboriginal tourism.
Yeah, fantastic. So you look after all First Nation tourism operators in WA, and that's what this vehicle does in regarding WATOC, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. First, all the First Nation tour businesses in Western Australia, but also we also like to, you know, we meet with other families from across Australia, all the other states and territories, all the other, what I'd like to say, all the other Aboriginal language nations, all our other sovereign nations, and you know, we're here to help people that also need to want to ask questions, you know, about Aboriginal tourism, and I think that's the best thing that we can do as family, looking after family and giving them the best advice we can from our experiences.
So to all our daily listeners out there, WATOC, that's WAITOC.com. Do check out their webpage. And Uncle just confirmed that the acronym is West Australia Indigenous Tourism Operators Council. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. WATOC, yeah, I think pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Fantastic. And you're a tourism operator yourself. You got your own business, Uncle?
Yeah, very blessed. My wife, Meg, she's a Kongarikan lady, just from the Northern Territory, Bachelor Litchfield National Park, Kongarikan people. That's her, her mob and her country. So Go Cultural, we work together. We've been doing that. Married for 35 years. So we met in the old in Department of Aboriginal Affairs. We decided to have one.
Shut your mouth. That is too deadly. Love at first sight.
Yeah, love at first sight and bite and all the events. And so we're still married 35 years down the track and counting. We've got two beautiful daughters, Lucy, married to a very handsome young man, Stephen Arnold, and and our youngest baby daughter, Ilona Maguire. So yeah, the girls and son-in-law, they come from time to time working in the business, in particular Lucy. But we set up Go Cultural Aboriginal Tours in April 2016, 7 years down the road. We're blessed, not in there to win awards, but we've been blessed with the awards for telling our story, the first story.
Yes.
And about the Whadjuk Noongar Bibiman people, encouraging people to a greater place, safe place, of telling the history from our perspective, the songs, the dances. And so, yeah, we're available there in Whadjuk country to take people to places like Wajabup, Garkadup, Gumup and Gulagulup, also known as Rottnest Island, Kings Park, Elizabeth Quay and Yagan Square.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for the yarn there, Uncle. You got your CEO here with us. That's Robert Taylor. A big shout out and a very good morning to you, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Happy to be here in on the Gold Coast. Haven't been here for a while, so it's awesome. Yeah.
So you're the CEO of Waitok. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Robert.
Yes, I'm a Naanda man from the Yamaji Nation in the Midwest of Western Australia, and I've been on the Waitok board before, and now I'm the CEO as well, the first Aboriginal CEO of the organisation.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, I'm black leading the way, black on black, can't beat that. Brother, so this fantastic vehicle, helping our mob get into the tourism industry as such. Look, we are wealthy just being black. We're just going to get proactive.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Waitok started 20 years ago in basically travelling around, sleeping on people's couches to try and bring it all together. And 20 years later, we're really grown really rapidly at the moment. So we just actually created a new charity called Aboriginal Tourism WA, which just got $4 million given to it as well to help build capacity in places in WA that we haven't been able to work in before because we didn't have that capacity. So it's pretty awesome.
So you support First Nation people what starting their business and guide them into the tourist industry as such. Would that be the case?
Yeah, so we got a program called the Aboriginal Tourism Academy that works with the mobs from when they start up ideas right through to when they're export ready, like Go Cultural Aboriginal Tourism Experiences, and really support them all the way through that journey. And we don't stop supporting them when they're in this sort of level as well. So we've got 11 Aboriginal tourism businesses here at the ATE, and some of them first time here. So we're making sure we've got some great people with them, like Darren Catewell from the Shark Bay Experiences there, that he's got his eco-tourism business there. He's here to help them jump in and sort of help them guide them through what they need to do when they're talking with some of the inbound tourism operators. So we have that mentoring going all the time.
Which is fantastic, mentoring our mob. And it just creates a beautiful platform for our mob to get in business in the tourist industry. And the future looks bright, you could say.
Yeah, no, and, you know, as we know, when we're here, there's a lot of inbounds from other countries coming here. They want to hear from our mobs, hear about our language, our culture. In fact, 80% of international visitors coming into Australia want an Aboriginal experience. So, you know, and that's what we hang our dime on. We know that, you know, Aboriginal tourism is what they come here to see. And the rest of the country is just, you know, is awesome, but they come to see our culture.
Yeah, beautiful, Robert. Thank you very much. Good talking with you. All the best to you, my brother. Enjoy the ATE, Australian Tourism Exchange, for 2023. Uncle Walter, I'll talk to you again, my brother.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up at some bullion rice somewhere.
Hey, can't wait, eh? Don't forget that blood chant.
You want the blood chant too, Deadly. Stay tuned, you mob. Deadly program here, National Talk Black, Trinity Trev, here live at Gold Coast, ATE 2023, Australian Tourism Exchange. Represent your mob, BBM 98.7 FM, via NERS, National News Radio Service.
direction, because neglection is to count your blessings. Teaching and reaching, yearning to learn another lesson. No matter the season, we take it to another level. Been some time since the soul started changing. It took a while to realize the things that made me. I stay right here till the clouds disappear, so I can see clear through the atmosphere.
Gradually, dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. Red sand. As I drive closer to our place, there's a smile on my face, 'cause I can see some houses and some people there. When I drive across the river, I know I'll stay here forever. I'll listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. I'll spend my time with my family.
With my family.
We'll go out where we should be.
Where we should be.
I'll listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Everybody,
I'll spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. Listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time. Spend my time with my family.
Attention to all communities of Cape York and Torres Strait. We are excited to announce that the 2023 festival is fast approaching and we are accepting registrations for dance teams to participate in the event. This festival is an excellent opportunity to showcase your community's cultural heritage and traditions through dance. It is also a chance to connect and share your stories with other communities and visitors from Australia and around the world. We encourage all interested dance teams to register as soon as possible to secure your spot in the festival. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to celebrate and showcase your unique cultural identity. To register your dance team, please visit our website www.lauraquinkinfestival.com.au. We look forward to seeing you all at the 2023 festival.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Listen up. Kobe Rap, MC Mooks,
Black Father Entertainment.
My fly, yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. What we're causing, always will be.
It's red, black, and yellow, yeah, that's my flag, bruh. Hide it alive, but I'll raise my flag up. We about to come up in dozens of it and mad, but just because you done jail time, you think you bad, huh? It's kinda funny how some people lack. Looking like dummies, no knowledge is what you people lack. Aboriginals coming, so where my people lack? If we keep it 100, you can't compete with that. Stuff you gotta rap, I do this for my mum and dad. My daughter, my two sisters, and my pop and nan. My nieces and nephews, I can't stop at that. 11 brothers, different mothers, yeah, they've got my back. I've got a couple day oneers I've known since a young and real ones and never turned their back. Yeah, I love them, now it's time we crush them and show you what I'm about. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, that's my flag.
Yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. But it doesn't always will be. But I'll always be repping my country, my flag. Yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. But it doesn't always will be. But I'll always be repping my country.
You brass the black, yeah. Talk up and get smacked down when my brother's up on his track. Now black is the color of my skin, the color of the night, the color of me in the wrong. Now I'm in the right. Yellow's what they call me, cause I got the lighter skin. But a yellow hello, just to get the brothers in for my rellos, rellos. Yeah, you know my love is here, but I rap for my country, cause I'll always be my kid. Red rum, the red roars, the blood of a soul. Red sunsets, and when it's going down for sure, make me mad and I'll leave your red blood on the floor. I bleed for my people, red blood to the core. Black, yellow, red, yeah, you heard what I said. If you starting on my mama, take it up. Don't forget, black history to this country got a mad step. Black, yellow, red, off the shirt of it, I guess.
My flag, yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always hoping that we will be. But I'm always keeping my country, my flag. Yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always hoping that we will be. But I'm always keeping my country.
Yellow,
Kobe Rap, MC Mook.
Black Folly Entertainment.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. I was welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. To Deadly. Now, to speaking of Deadly, I'm going to speak to Deadly sister, Tallulah Tillett, who just signed a one-year deal with the NRLW Cowboys team and got the sister on the line. Tallulah, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Sissy, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Okay, will do. It is, I'm from St. Paul Village, Moa Island, up in the Torres Strait. That's where my uncle's from. Also got bloodline out to Murray Island, Darnley and Mabiyog as well.
Beautiful. Good footprint, my sister. Congratulations. Signing a one-year deal with the NRLW Cowboys. Congratulations, cowgirl.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It's obviously very exciting to now have the Cowboys in the NRLW. Yes. We're looking forward to the season and what it's going to do for our North Queensland girls coming through the ranks as well.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk further about the competition and when it all starts and where you fit in, but tell us your journey first, because I know you played touch football. Tell us your journey, how it all started with you, please, sister.
Yeah, so for me, rugby league, I was born into a pretty big rugby league family and started playing footy when I was 9 years old for the Cairns Kangaroos, and touch football also became a big part of my life, and I was very lucky to represent Queensland and Australia in touch football. And then once I was 17 and old enough to start playing women's rugby league, that's when I started getting back into footy, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah, too deadly, sister. And you played in the All-Stars this year, didn't you, not?
Yeah. So in 2022, I made my Indigenous All-Stars debut for the women's team, and we got the win last year, and then this year we travelled over to Rotorua and played over there a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, didn't get the win this year. But, yeah, obviously, representing the Indigenous All-Stars, representing all our people and all our mob, it's a very special thing to be able to do.
Tallulah, and what position you play, sis?
So I play halfback, so sort of the one that, I guess, has to steer the team around and lead the girls around on the park.
Yeah, fantastic. And a bit of background when you're talking about a rugby league family. Big shout out to your beautiful father there, that's Stephen Tillett, who played for the Cowboys, former Cowboys player.
Yeah, so obviously he was at the Cowboys back when they first started in 1995. So I guess for me to be able to now be a part of the first women's team, it's a pretty special moment for our family to sort of follow in his footsteps. And obviously my father Nigel has played a very big part in rugby league up here in North Queensland as well.
Old Poppy, yes, fantastic. Now, give us the background regarding the competition. When does the season start for you, for the girls, and how long does it go for?
Yeah, so pre-season is expected to start on the 29th of May, so about 6 weeks away, and then the season is expected to start mid-July. So we're going to have 9-round games, and then there'll be a semi-final and grand final. So the competition's obviously expanding from what it was last year, which is exciting to see. Just really looking forward to getting into pre-season and getting our squad together.
Fantastic. And how many teams in the comp?
So this year there's now 10. So we've got the four new clubs, Cowboys being one of them. So it's very excited. Very exciting to see how the competition's expanding.
And when we're talking grand final, does that operate on the grand final day for the NRL men?
Yeah, so the women's NRLW grand final will be the same day as the men's. So that's obviously the game that you're going to be playing in at the end of the year. Obviously a lot of work goes into leading up to that as well.
Now, there's always a big conversation regarding women in sports and men in sports and regarding the payment, so to speak. Are you contract players? Are you paid to play?
Yeah, so we sign a contract for a period of time. And obviously this year they've started doing multi-year deals, which is very exciting to see, and obviously a good step in the right direction. So it's only going to grow bigger and better each year. We've also got to take, follow the right steps and all that sort of stuff to make sure that, we get ourselves in a good position for the years to come.
Fantastic. So the future looks bright. Congratulations, my sister. A big shout out to your beautiful family. Keep doing what you're doing. Train hard and enjoy that journey. And we'll see you at the top, Tallulah.
Nah, awesome. Thank you very much for that, Uncle Trev. I'll talk to you soon, eh?
Take care, now. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Deadly Young there, Tallulah Tillett, just signing a one-year deal with the NRL LW Cowboys, and their first competition, first time in the competition for the NRL Cowboys for the girls, ladies. Great to see, and yeah, she played in the All-Stars game last year and this year, so it was a platform ready for her to run in the competition, and she just signed a one-year deal, so congratulations. Big shout-out Steve Tillett, also former police officer up this way as well, so big shout-out, brother. Hope you're well, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black.
This is my team, yeah. Here to run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Here yeah. To run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Do this on the daily to my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember the name? Hit you so hard like a Murray Boomerang. Run hard all day. Robbie jump for feet up, Griffith Freeway. WAC. Wolf at the Rose Brothers. Then there's R.A.P. Nathan Merritt and Wizzy P. Then there's WLC. Uncle Mike. R.I.P. Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bell. Mira Pryor's got the trail. I'll always be proud, see. A.B. and Walk, the Yowie. And that's how it's done. Cody Walker, Bonjolan. Coming through with nothing but the hits. N.A.B. Briggs Brothers, Will Smith, is off to the try line. Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline. All heart, no quitters. Now O'Neill, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, yeah. Here to run a mark. I ain't doing all this for us. Me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. This my team, and I'm running the next team. Here yeah. To run a mark. I ain't doing all this for us. Me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. Him and I fight the next game.
Give me the ball, I'ma run the ball up. Split him in half, kick back and watch me tear him apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest eyes. Something like Boy Hoppy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you, going back to back at the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's stacked. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Korean knockouts. So say what you want, try being your best. In the engine room we got Joshy K, Adi B, Kawhi, Dave Fafita and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shot swap. Defense tend to attack, Costa picks up the ball. Shows and go, backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's hammer time, yo, war. Off to the dry line to score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me. My name's Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy Pega, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fail, worry wins, I'll be Gaia and Bobby Bliss. I wear my jersey with pride like I'm under salt now. Or about a 9-9.
This my team, need to run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight him and I fight the next team. Here yeah. To run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight him and I fight the next team.
In the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, Somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree goes. Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way. Any place and just around by Mabio Bay. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree goes. Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way. Any place and just around by Mabio Bay. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Gold Coast, ATE 23, Australian Tourism Exchange 23. Going to catch up with deadly different mob here. And they're going to catch up with deadly uncle, Walter Maguire. Jindin Year, that's his morning star name. I'll just get him checked out with me. Very good morning, Uncle Walter. How are you?
Hey, deadly bro, now that I see you from the Murray from the Curry, hey, I'm so happy. Yeah. I hope you get rice here. You'll be right then.
Yeah, that's it, represent. Thank you very much. Look, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Uncle Walter.
Okay, I'm Nyungar Bibman Mam, man from the southwest region of Western Australia. Got also family connections through Pilbara country there too as well. Mm. Bunch of people. It's good to be here. Hello, family, country, everyone back home, and everyone in between and all around.
Yeah, to Delhi represent. Now, Uncle, you were the chair of WA, that's the Indigenous Tourism Operators, WATOC.
Yes.
Tell us about that vehicle, Uncle.
Yeah, WATOC, we're an awesome body that takes care of the west side of Australia, West Australia, and we have over 180 members, Aboriginal members, individual businesses across the state. We have an awesome staff there, headed up by Mr. Robert Taylor, and we have an awesome board that's represented across Western Australia, the members there, and two expert members as well, that are our brothers, and so we come together providing a wonderful support service advice to all our members about anything in business, Aboriginal tourism.
Yeah, fantastic. So you look after all First Nation tourism operators in WA, and that's what this vehicle does in regarding WATOC, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. First, all the First Nation tour business in Western Australia, but also we also like to, you know, we meet with other families from across Australia, all the other states and territories, all the other, what I'd like to say, all the other Aboriginal language nations, all our other sovereign nations, and you know, we're here to help people that also need to want to ask questions, you know, about Aboriginal tourism, and I think that's the best thing that we can do as family, looking after family and giving them the best advice we can from our experiences.
So to all our daily listeners out there, WATOC, that's WAITOC.com. Do check out their webpage. And Uncle just confirmed that the acronym is West Australia Indigenous Tourism Operators Council. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. WATOC, yeah, I think pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Fantastic. And you're a tourism operator yourself. You got your own business, Uncle?
Yeah, very blessed. My wife, Meg, she's a Kungurrikan lady, just from the Northern Territory, Bachelor Lithgow National Park, Kungurrikan people. That's her, her mob and her country. So Go Cultural, we work together. We've been doing married for 35 years. So we met in the old in Department of Aboriginal Affairs. We decided to have one.
Shut your mouth. That is too deadly. Love at first sight.
Yeah, love at first sight and bite and all the events. And so we're still married 35 years down the track and counting. We've got two beautiful daughters, Lucy, married to a very handsome young man, Stephen Arnold, and our youngest baby daughter, Ilona Maguire. So yeah, the girls and son-in-law, they come from time to time working in the business, in particular Lucy. But we set up Go Cultural Aboriginal Tours in April 2016, 7 years down the road. We're blessed, not in there to win awards, but we've been blessed with the awards for telling our story, the first story.
Yes.
And about the Wadjuk Noongar Bibiman people, encouraging people to a greater place, safe place, of telling the history from our perspective. The songs, the dances, and so yeah, we're available there in Wadjuk country to take people to places like Wadjabup, Garkadup, Gumup and Gulagulup, also known as Rotten Island, Kings Park, Elizabeth Quay and Yagan Square.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for the yarn there, Uncle. You got your CEO here with us. That's Robert Taylor. A big shout out and a very good morning to you, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Happy to be here on the Gold Coast. Haven't been here for a while, so it's awesome. Yeah.
So you're the CEO of Waitok. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Robert?
Yes, I'm a Naanda man from the Yamaji Nation in the Midwest of Western Australia. And I've been on the Waitok board before, and now I'm the CEO as well, the first Aboriginal CEO of the organisation.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, I'm black leading the way, black on black, can't beat that. Brother, so this fantastic vehicle, helping our mob get into the tourism industry as such. Look, we are wealthy just being black. We're just going to get proactive.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Waitok started 20 years ago in basically travelling around, sleeping on people's couches to try and bring it all together. And 20 years later, grown really rapidly at the moment. So we just actually created a new charity called Aboriginal Tourism WA, which just got $4 million given to it as well to help build capacity in places in WA that we haven't been able to work in before because we didn't have that capacity. So it's pretty awesome.
So you support First Nation people starting their business and guide them into the tourist industry as such. Would that be the case?
Yeah, so we got a program called the Aboriginal Tourism Academy that works with the mobs from when they start up ideas right through to when they're export ready, like Go Cultural Aboriginal Tourism Experiences, and really support them all the way through that journey. And we don't stop supporting them when they're in this sort of level as well. So we got 11 Aboriginal tourism businesses here at the ATE, and some of them first time here. So we're making sure we've got some great people with them, like Darren Capewell from the Shark Bay experiences there, that he's got his eco-tourism business there. He's here to help them jump in and sort of help them guide them through what they need to do when they're talking with some of the inbound tourism operators. So we have that mentoring going all the time.
Which is fantastic, mentoring our mob. And it just creates a beautiful platform for our mob to get in business in the tourist industry. And the future looks bright, you could say.
Yeah, no, and, you know, as we know, when we're here, there's a lot of inbounds from other countries coming here. They want to hear from our mobs, hear about our language, our culture. In fact, 80% of international visitors coming into Australia want an Aboriginal experience. So, you know, that's what we hang our dime on. We know that, you know, Aboriginal tourism is what they come here to see. And the rest of the country is just, you know, is awesome, but they come to see our culture.
Yeah, beautiful, Robert. Thank you very much. Good talking with you. All the best to you, my brother. Enjoy the ATE, Australian Tourism Exchange, for 2023. Uncle Walter, I'll talk to you again, my brother.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up at some bullion rice somewhere.
Hey, can't wait, eh? Don't forget that blood charm.
You want the blood charm too, Deadly. Stay tuned, you mob. Deadly program here, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, here live at Gold Coast, ATE 2023, Australian Tourism Exchange. Represent your mob, BBM 98.7 FM, via NERS, National News Radio Service.